Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5, the game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2 for the best 15 minutes in sports radio. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I'm just, you know, relieved because I was waiting and waiting for you guys to call. But, you know, nobody decided what time you were going to call me. And they just kept waiting and waiting and waiting and finally did.
But now we know. Just like Tennessee knows what time they're playing the game today. It's good stuff.
You know, we have certain words we try to tell our daughter not to use because they're kind of mean or hateful. And stupid is one of them. That was stupid.
Yes. Yes, it was. And Joe's right down there in the thick of it, Corey, in Hattiesburg, having a great time.
Well, that makes sense.
Corey, the DeAndre Hopkins visit is underway with the Tennessee Titans. He posted a nice Instagram story last night of a car picking him up.
DeAndre and Tim McGraw,
Yeah, looked real good out there last night. So what do you make of the Titans' interest in him? And let's say they land him and they get through this whole process and DeAndre Hopkins is here. How much does that change this offense in your mind?
Well, it's a minimum of 8, Pete, okay? So
nice.
Just stack up the trophies. No, look, I mean, I don't think this – I know he's not the same DeAndre Hopkins from 4 years ago. Nobody is at that point. But I've said if he's 85% of what he was, you know, he's going to make this team better. I mean, he's a pro. He knows nuance of the game. He knows how to get open. And he catches – I don't think I've ever seen that guy drop a ball. He catches absolutely everything. And it wouldn't be bad to actually have some experience in the room, considering you've got one guy in the room with over 100 catches for his career. You have a guy who's got multiple 100-catch seasons. So I think there's a number of ways he makes this team better.
So – in terms of the concerns with him, Corey, do any of them really bother you? I mean, I see different injuries and I see PED suspension, and you know, you can let your mind wander on that. And then, I mean, you know, some people would say, well, gosh, if all he cares about is the paycheck or whatever, that doesn't really bother me. But is anything like, what's your biggest red flag?
You know, I don't know DeAndre Hopkins. I've never really covered him, never really talked to him on a day-to-day basis. But guys who don't practice that much concern me. And, you know, how much do they separate themselves from the team? You know, how much do they want to be out there? I mean, that doesn't take away from his production in games. It hasn't in his career. But that always is kind of like a precursor of could there be trouble ahead in just the whole team operation. And that statement could be way off base. I don't know. I just know that as we read practice reports throughout the week, you know, there's two guys who I could count on who probably weren't going to be practicing, and they were DeAndre Hopkins and Julio Jones.
Corey, let me ask it to you this way. So how do you view the Titans as currently constructed right now in relation to Jacksonville in the division, and how would a DeAndre Hopkins change or influence that view in your mind?
I mean, you know, the thing we all still have to remember is you know, look, Jacksonville made a nice step up last year. They brought adults into the building. They look like an actual football team now, and they're to be congratulated to not be picking in the top five for the, you know, 900th time. But they still had to put together a streak down the stretch, and the Titans still had to lose seven straight with 900 players on the roster for them to make the playoffs and win the division. And they still barely beat Josh Dobbs. I think that's, you know, important to remember. I think we all feel like with Ryan Tannehill on the field, the Titans probably win that game. I don't think there's that much question about that. So do I think this is hands down the Jaguars division? No, I don't. Do I think that they're going to challenge for it? Sure. Yeah. And if I was picking a winner right now, would I pick the Jaguars? Probably, maybe. You know, I don't know. I got to look because I got to see what the Titans offensive line is going to be. But I still think that they can, you know, if the offensive line can be reasonably better, and gosh, I mean, with Dennis Daly gone, you're better by subtraction. I mean, that's just a fact. And so I have to think that they're going to be better in that area. You just really wonder, you know, we love what we see from Treylon Burks so far, and I have never been that worried about Treylon Burks. I've always thought he was going to be a player for the team. The question is the other guys. You know, we know what Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is. Yeah, I mean, like everybody else knows. Joe knows something else, but we all know. I mean, look, he's your three or your four, and he's a guy you're not afraid to put out there. But you know, he can make some plays for you. You know, what can Kyle Phillips do? You know what? You know, can Racy McMath do anything? You know, that's the question. And then you know, how big of a leap can Chig Okonkwo? Because I think we all have Chig making this monumental leap because, you know, for some reason, he was only capable of playing like 30% of the snaps last season while putting up the best numbers of any rookie tight end in the league. So, you know, we think they've got some young weapons, but it's really unproven. And that's hard to say, you know, oh, well, you know, these guys are good and they're going to do it when they haven't really done it before. So it's, you know, I think there's some hope there, but it's unproven hope. And, you know, the Jaguars proved some things. And so if you bring in a DeAndre Hopkins, you know, you bring in more of a proven commodity to help solidify things.
Now that we've heard from him, Corey, how would you put a bow on the Kevin Byard situation? Or would you put a bow on the Kevin Byard situation?
No, I don't think you can. Can you?
Well, from the Titans' perspective, I think, I mean, they're pursuing DeAndre Hopkins. So to me, this idea that they might move him this year is absurd. But that's just me. I mean, now from his side, I mean, I think he's not happy about it. But I don't think there's much after this other than he's going to play this year, and then we'll see after that. But maybe you disagree.
Yeah, I mean, I think TK asked him about, you know, practice this week, and he's like, I don't want to get into that. I'm like, it's just an OTA, dude, to say, yeah, I'm going to go back and work out, you know, but it's just, you know, I've known him a long time. You've known him a long time. As good of a person, as easy of a conversation as you will ever have. And I thought he handled it pretty well, but you know, there's obviously some issues there. And again, and I know I'm beating a dead horse there. I know it's a business, but I don't fathom how you ask that guy to take a pay cut because the previous GM wrote bad contracts, okay, or did a poor job of drafting at times and has kind of hamstrung you. When you look at the roster building, like you just asked me about, the Titans have a handful of guys who are top five players at their position. He is one of them. And I don't understand how you get rid of top five players and get better. I know there's a salary cap, but you've hired people to help you navigate the salary cap. You know, you don't get better by getting rid of your best players. You don't. We saw what happened when they got rid of A.J. Brown. It did not make them better at all. Okay? And so I don't understand that. He has never missed a game. He's healthy. He takes immaculate care of himself. He's still playing at a really high level. And I can see him playing at a really high level for the 3 to 5 years. I mean, if anything, I'm extending him for a year or two. If he's willing to extend at a lower number, you know, what's his average annual? Was it like 13 or was it 16? It was like 16, wasn't it?
A bit. Well, I think I don't have it right in front of me, but I think base is 13. Cap hit this year is 19.6.
Yeah, well, that's not his fault. I mean, the team did that.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just talking about the average annual. So it's like 13.
It's in the mid teens. Yeah.
So I mean, if you could extend him for a year at like 10, you know, and you could lower your number, and so you know, that's what I would be looking to do. I would look for a way to extend him, but I know that's not realistic. And also, you know, when you pay Imani Hooker 13, you know, that's a lot of money to pump into the safety position. So you know, we'll see. But you know, clearly not comfortable talking about the whole thing. And by the way, I think it was absolutely the right way to handle it, because no matter what he says in that situation, if he says anything about being upset, people who don't cover this team from coast to coast run with that soundbite or that quote and turn it into something it's not.
Hey, Corey, word on the street is Anthony Richardson looks really good at Colts camp. You ever heard anything about a quarterback from Indianapolis looking good in June?
I'm surprised they haven't built a statue of him to put next to Philip Rivers and Matt Ryan, and you know, and all behind the big Carson Wentz trophy.
Yes,
because it's amazing how every quarterback in Indianapolis is going to lead them to the Super Bowl. It's unbelievable. Look, he might end up being a great quarterback, and I expect to see flashes of athleticism from him this year. But he's still really young. And for I do not know the NFL's infatuation with Indianapolis. Look, Peyton Manning has been gone a long time. We're now at the point where Andrew Luck's been gone a long time. They have not been a contender since 2014. Robbie, were you even an adult then? Holy
cow. Just barely.
It's been a decade since they were a contender in the division, and people continue to dote over this organization, which is run by a guy who is laughable at times. And, you know, again, he might wind up being great, but he's not going to be great this year. I'm pretty confident saying that.
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Corey, you delivered as always. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it, especially when the NCAA changes the College World Series on the day before to have it in the Pocatello Regional.
Yes, very much looking forward to that too. Yes, you're just picking up the ballpark and moving it. Thank you, Corey.
Later, guys.
Hey, Corey. All right, Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Get back into the DeAndre Hopkins visit coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio. Brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. We got a contest for you. And as we know, Father's Day coming up this next weekend. We need your best dad jokes on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Give us your best dad joke. And if you win, you will be qualified for a 4-pack of tickets to the Ally 400 coming up on June 25th. Winner will be selected this Friday, so you'll have some time this week. Make sure you're tuned in to our show all week long for your best dad joke. We need your best dad joke. Hit up the text line. Do not call. Hit up the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If Michelle finds you to be the winner today, you will be qualified for a 4-pack of tickets to the Ally 400 coming up on June 25th. So Michelle, really the person you need to impress in this competition.
Yes, yes we do. And if you guys have any, we're all ears right now. Rex Road, I see you thinking.
I mean, basically everything comes out of my mouth is some level of dad joke,
where
right?
Where is that? Consistency.
I got some dad jokes.
Consistency. Text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So we'll check back on that later in the program here today. Joe, DeAndre Hopkins visiting with the Tennessee Titans. He put it on his Instagram story last night that he had, in fact, arrived in Nashville. They had a nice, fun car that they picked him up in, and a screen in the car with DeAndre Hopkins photoshopped into a Tennessee Titans jersey. He put Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey as the song of his choice on his Instagram story. Just embracing of the moment from DeAndre Hopkins last night. He's scheduled to visit with the New England Patriots later this week. And right now, that's it. We'll see if there are any other teams that throw their name in the hat on the DeAndre Hopkins front in terms of visits. But, Joe, what do you make of where things currently stand with visits with the Titans and New England? Maybe what the end goal is here for DeAndre Hopkins and his agency to drive up a market, and the Titans' chances in your mind to actually land DeAndre Hopkins throughout all this?
Yeah, it's hard to know the chances without knowing what they're willing to do financially, but I will be shocked if the Titans are thinking that they like the sound of like 15 with incentives up to 20. And he put that out there around the time Buffalo was trying to, you know, give him a few Applebee's coupons to come play for them, that that's what he's looking for. So the chances are, it's just, like, how badly do the Titans want him? How badly does New England want him? Both of those teams, I think, take some level of potential step up in the AFC. If they add DeAndre Hopkins, they both have a need. I mean, LD from McMinnville earlier was like, well, whoever, if the Pats sign him, the Titans just sign whoever, you know, the Pats cut. But it's not like their receiver room is teeming with talent either. I mean, both those teams could definitely use a good version of him. You know, so I just feel like we're not going to hear anything anytime soon, because I don't think Belichick's going to, you know, blow open the bank on him. I understand that a couple years ago he went nuts signing Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. So it's not like New England never gives out big deals or overpriced deals, but I just think that the Hopkins thing is destined to be waiting for weeks, because I just don't think he's going to get the money he wants to get. And it's not like he has some urgency right now to sign if he doesn't like the number he's hearing.
I mean, they do have OTAs this week. He could be really all about that.
That's true.
Maybe get some pros in.
Trying to rush the process here so he can get out there and catch a few passes from Tannehill. Maybe that's it. I don't know what New England's situation is. Are they done with OTA? They still have something left?
I don't know. It's a good question. Good question.
Belichick keeping the media out, getting fined, whatever he's doing up there.
Just closed door operation up there in New England. So I'll ask you the same question that I just asked Corey Curtis, because I think it's a really interesting one. Like, how do you view the Titans in relation to Jacksonville as currently constructed? And how would a DeAndre Hopkins change that view in your mind?
Well, I'd like their chances better. I mean, that's just if he's healthy.
Very important caveat, you know, we must discuss every time.
I mean, I guess in something like this, you sort of you know what the best case is, you know what the worst case is, so just kind of assume something in the middle. So I guess for that would be like Hopkins playing 10 to 12 games and still being a pretty good version of himself. If he's a pretty good version of himself, look, even the Julio thing, which was obviously not at all what the Titans hoped for, and the big difference being what they gave up to get him. But even with Julio, I can think of like the Buffalo game, the Kansas City game. I mean, he had some moments. I mean, the Seattle game, he was big time in that game. The Houston game that clinched the one seed, had a huge touchdown in that game. So it's not like there was nothing added by Julio Jones. It just wasn't nearly what needed to be added. I mean, you would hope that Hopkins would be a little more impactful for you this year. And a huge difference also, of course, that was A.J. Brown on the other side, you know, in his prime, becoming a star receiver. And this is Treylon Burks in year two, trying to show that he can be, you know, a good starting receiver in the NFL. And to me, Hopkins coming on immediately helps Treylon Burks. Better matchups, better opportunities. I think better production if Hopkins is on this team. You know, just it, it balances the field. Right now it's tilted toward Burks if he's going to be what he looks like in camp. It's just, you know, it's Burks and, you know, as Corey was saying, Chig. I mean, I think Chig is going to be a big factor this year. A good Hopkins, a good version of Hopkins, not even a great version, but a good version. Now you're starting to talk about some actual options on that offense. And we also know that Tim Kelly has deployed DeAndre Hopkins before when he was at his absolute best, but he knows him as a player. So I think that familiarity should also be a benefit.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We've already got some of your thoughts to get to on the DeAndre Hopkins front. We will do that coming up next. Take more of your thoughts on our phone and text line, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, helping home buyers and sellers in Middle Tennessee for 20 years. We are discussing the Tennessee Titans and DeAndre Hopkins, who's on his visit for the Tennessee Titans. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Brandon from Spring Hill on the text line says, I don't think it's too fanatical to say that the possibility of Hopkins coming to the Titans feels like the biggest wide receiver talent potential in the last 5 years or so. I don't put him on the same performance level of Julio. I think he's a little bit better and not as old. Feels like a similar output potential we believe we would have had from A.J. Brown before he was traded. Maybe a little better than before we saw him play this past year. What do you think of that, Joe, from Brandon in Spring Hill?
I think Brandon needs to calm down a little bit.
Not even the AJ before Philly, AJ?
No, what?
I'm just throwing the question out there that he said.
Yeah, look, if it's anywhere near what you think there, Brandon, then bust out the paycheck, Amy Adams Strunk, or the checkbook. I mean,
yes.
So I don't know. Chip, sorry, I'm looking at all these dad jokes. Are you going to announce the winning dad joke, Michelle?
Yes, our winning dad joke, it's from Shane in Oak Grove, Kentucky.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
How does a moon cut his hair? Eclipse it.
There were some good ones. There's some other good ones on here.
Michelle couldn't even get through that. She was reading it and laughing before she even told the joke.
That's strong. I'll submit mine to you guys. What do you get when you cross an elephant and a rhinoceros?
I don't know.
Elephino.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, that actually was good.
Log off.
I know it was.
Joe's like, I got 7 more up my sleeve.
We'll have more dad jokes.
One per day.
More dad jokes all week in the competition. Congratulations to Shane though, who is qualified for a 4-pack of tickets to the Ally 400 coming up on June 25th. Winner will be selected on Friday, so we'll be doing this all week long here on the program. So looking forward to that. Chip from Mount Juliet on the text line says, they already got torched in the Julio trade. Why would they take a risk again? This from Chip from Mount Juliet on the text line. A couple of things of that.
Opposing viewpoints.
Yes, opposing viewpoints. A couple of things on that one. I understand we've gone through the wide receiver history here with the Titans. I mean, the big difference beyond, you know, the Julio, DeAndre Hopkins, and all this, you know, the type of receivers they are, all this other stuff. The big difference is you traded for Julio, and you're not having to trade for DeAndre Hopkins. That's the difference.
Right. Yes.
This one's not going to cost you a second-round pick.
Right. So, yeah, you're not going to get burned losing a pick that could be a really good football player. Will you get burned paying and not, you know, like, I guess you could look at, like, Clowney, another guy who was with Vrabel in Houston and did not work out. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's, you get burned in that way, but it's not our money, right?
I got a text that says, if our O-line isn't fixed, it won't matter if we get Hopkins, which is true. I mean, well, you got to be able to block. There's no question about that. But, like I said, we've talked about the Joe Burrow Bengals before. If you got receivers that can get open and get open quickly, you know, Joe Burrow took a team with an atrocious offensive line to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that the Titans are going to go to the Super Bowl if their offensive line sucks and they get DeAndre Hopkins. I'm just saying there are ways to overcome a bad offensive line at times. Now, it's got to be better than it was last year. I mean, there's no question about that. I do wonder as I look at this offense, Joe, like the best version of the offensive line
that they've now put together. What is that? Is that a good offensive line? It is a decent offensive line. Is it, you know, solid? Like, how would, what would, whatever the best version of this group is, with Dillard coming in and Brunskill, and you drafted Skoronski, whatever the best version is, how good is that going to be for the Tennessee Titans if they can live up to it? And I don't know. I have no idea what the best version of this group adds up to.
Right. I don't either. I mean, it's probably, best case is probably, you know, good offensive line. But, you know, you could flip around the, if the O-line isn't fixed, it won't matter. Well, if the O-line is fixed, it also won't matter if you can't make any plays downfield, right? There's two things that they're trying to fix. And one, they've done a lot of things, and we don't know how they'll work out. And the other, they haven't done a lot of things. And they're trying to maybe do one big thing here, which to me, if you can do it, is worth doing.
Joe, what were your takeaways from Treylon Burks specifically last week at minicamp? It's minicamp, so there's a limited amount of information that you're going to learn out there. But as you watch Burks on the field, as you listen to him speak, as you kind of evaluate the entire process of how he's gotten here and heading into year two, what stands out to you about where exactly Treylon Burks is right now?
Yeah, a lot more confident in everything. You know, everything he's doing out there, he looks like he's in great shape. He looks fast. He looks physical. Again, physical is relative because you're talking shorts. But you know, there's still just moments where, you know, you kind of have a receiver and a DB kind of locked up, and he's a problem. I mean, he's a problem. He's going to be a problem when he gets the ball, and he's a problem trying to press him. And, you know, so, I mean, he looks good. It's all very much asterisk with the spring, but there's no doubt if you compare now to a year ago, it's a totally different thing. And even after what happened a year ago, eventually in his rookie season, he got to the point where he was becoming a threat and starting to really figure it out. The Green Bay game was huge. He has the touchdown at Philly and then gets knocked out, and that kind of paused things. But you think about the progress he made last year, what he looks like now. I was wondering a little bit, like, gosh, so he is figuring it out, the massive difference coming from a college offense typically, and then being an NFL receiver and all the different things that you have to do pre-snap and all that stuff and post-snap. And now you're changing the offense. You know, is not ideal, maybe. You know, you got different terminology and all that stuff, but he seems to I think there's still a lot of things that carry over, you know, just in terms of being in an NFL offense. And I think he looks really good right now. So you just have to wait and see what that means against actual competition. But it's between Burks and Okonkwo, and then also Spears, to me. I think you got some help for Derrick Henry, for sure. You add Hopkins, and, you know, it could start to look kind of interesting.
It could. I mean, we went through this a little bit earlier, but I was talking about, you know, over the weekend, I was thinking about what could a best version of the offense look like. So let's think about the things they're counting on. They're counting on the offensive line changes that they've made with Dillard coming in at tackle and Skoronski being drafted and Brunskill coming in at right guard and moving Brewer to center. They're counting on all those things working out. They're counting on Treylon Burks and Chig Okonkwo making a big jump from year one to year two. You know, they're counting on Derrick Henry remaining the same player that he's been for them. You know, Tannehill coming back and being healthy off the ankle and looking like Ryan Tannehill again. I mean, all these things are what they're counting on offensively. And if you add DeAndre Hopkins to that mix, and let's say that works out best case scenario for you where he plays, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 games somewhere in that neighborhood, and he's 75%, 80% of what he used to be. How good's that offense if all those things come together? It's the NFL. The likelihood of all those things coming together is very small. But if it does, how good is that offense in your mind?
Yeah, it could be pretty good. It's certainly not at all what you know, the what a lot of people around the league think it will be, right? I mean, I think it could be a lot better. I mean, there's the OC. Series by series, just being a good play caller is such a big part of it too. You know, it's like, how much of a difference did Arthur Smith had a lot of benefits, a lot of advantages with some of the players who were emerging when he was OC, but also he helped make that happen too. And he seemed to have a really good feel for Ryan Tannehill and what Tannehill does well. And I think if anything, you look at Tannehill with Downing that first year in particular as OC, how much of that do you, how much of the turnovers you put on that? I think there's a lot of different factors, but it's pretty obvious that Arthur Smith and Tannehill had a really good communication and relationship that, and Arthur Smith knew how to maximize them. So is that going to be true of Tim Kelly with Ryan Tannehill? That's another part of this too. One thing that TD brought up last week, which is a good point, because it was interesting. He was out there. He was running around. To me, he looks like the same guy, but just for whatever reason, and it's limited. It's just a few team reps every day, but Kyle Phillips really wasn't involved. I do wonder a little bit what that means. I wouldn't, again, it's just like anything. You can't read too much into it. I would think that he would be someone that they really want to have involved.
Jack on the text line says, what does it mean if Hopkins leaves BNA without a deal? This is from Jack on the text line.
That's to me by far what I expect. I mean, he has another bit. The only way he's going to sign is if they blow him away with a number. And I just don't see the Titans doing that. Visit, talk, let's talk how it would work, what it would look like in this offense, go through all the particulars, and then he's got a visit to the Patriots. I would not panic if he leaves without a deal. A deal to me is very unlikely because it's pretty clear he is trying to get one more payday, which I totally get. I would be doing the same thing in his shoes. And I just don't think the Titans are going to come with anything close to the number that he wants. If I'm wrong, well, look forward to that email press release at 9:03 right after our show ends.
Yes, that very well could be.
They're signing it as we speak and composing the press release.
Well, and by the way, just to be clear, you're saying a deal. I wouldn't expect a deal. Wouldn't panic if there's a deal like right now in place before he takes the visit later this week. Like this could be something that plays out over the next few weeks here leading into training camp.
Yeah, well, he just asked if he leaves without a deal, right? I mean, yeah, that to me is 90% plus likely.
615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, DeAndre Hopkins, game 3 coming up tonight between Tennessee and Southern Miss, NBA Finals game 5 tonight, everything on the table on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get into all of it coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. I got a question on the text line to you, Joe, that says, what do you think is a deal that would blow Hopkins away, in your words? Is it the OBJ deal?
Yeah, so maybe it doesn't blow him away, but I mean the reported thing he's offering is like 15 and then take it up to 20. So I guess blowing him away maybe is like into the 20s. Maybe the Titans are just gonna absolutely break the bank here. So I'm sure if the Titans offered that, he would sign, and we'll get that press release today. I don't think there's any way the Titans are offering that. So has DeAndre Hopkins changed his expectations? Like, has the relative lack of people clamoring for him? I understand he's got two visits now, but have he and his agent started to look at this a little bit differently? I don't know. If that's the case, then maybe something can happen pretty soon. You know, if you're tied to those numbers or close to it, I just think you might be waiting a while, and it may be he visits these teams. Now he knows what they have. Maybe there's another visit or two in there. But I could see this going into camp. There's no urgency to sign with a team here in mid-June, So that's how I see it playing out. Again, I'm sure this means he's going to sign today. But I can't imagine either of these teams are going to come close to that reported number.
I will say the video that Easton Freeze put out there of the highlights from DeAndre Hopkins last year, he still looks pretty good. Just saying.
Yeah.
Still looks like he could help the team.
He doesn't get sarcasm, but he does look like he's...
He does not. He had a problem on Twitter. Yeah, he does look like he could still play. So we'll see. Titans and DeAndre Hopkins with a visit. And then he is scheduled to visit the Patriots later this week. So we'll see how everything plays out on that end. Joe, game three coming up tonight between Tennessee and Southern Miss. Your final thoughts on the Vols as they head into a winner-take-all situation to try to advance to the College World Series for the second time in the past 3 years?
Well, it would be obviously a pretty huge deal for this team to get to Omaha. I mean, you said it weeks ago, like one of your UT buddies is like, yeah, well, watch, this will be the team that gets to Omaha. You know, last year's team, devastating disappointment, the best team in college baseball, loses in the Super. Part of that was game three. Chase Burns gets the start. You know, Dolander got a win in that Super against Notre Dame. He won game two. And then Chase Burns left in a little bit too long by Vitello, and that game flips on them in the late innings, and it's just a devastating loss. Now they have a chance to come back a year later and get there with this team, which was preseason number two, but not at all playing like that well into the SEC season. We were wondering if they were going to get into the tournament, and what they've really done since sweeping Vanderbilt is pretty, it's more like top five team in the country performance. I still think that this team is like, this team is not as loaded as like LSU, for example. Sorry, by the way, about your Cats, Michelle.
Holy smokes. LSU,
yeah, that was a beautiful sweep by the Tigers. I honestly didn't watch any of the games, and but I did see the first game was like 14-0 at some point, and I was like, well, short-lived.
Yeah, LSU, Florida, and obviously Wake Forest is just, I mean, Wake Forest might be that number one seed that gets it done. Tennessee would be on the side, by the way, with Wake, you know, and I think Florida, maybe Florida and LSU possibly, right, over there, or one of the two, in Omaha. So, you know, it's today trying to get to Omaha. Then it's like if they get there today, it's the formula. This weekend is a formula for them to also have a chance to win a national championship, which is they have starters who can give you dominant performances. That's what you have to have. Dolander did it, other than the three-run homer yesterday. Now, if you can't have the other than the three-run homer moving forward, but he was great. If Drew Beam is what Drew Beam has been most of the season, and then with the bullpen they have, Tennessee should win today. They just they have the advantage. Southern Miss is out of their best pitchers, other than the reliever Armistead, who was bad yesterday. Now, because he was so bad, he got taken out quickly, and Scott Barry told him right then, you know, you may be a big factor yet in the series, and so today would be that day. But that comeback yesterday and the Clemson win, that's some special stuff. That's special team kind of stuff. And if they win today, what a story it is to get to Omaha after all that has gone on. And I would not count them out there because, you know, you get a Blake Burke hitting a 479-foot bomb. You got Christian Moore hitting now. You got Dickey hitting now. The lineup is starting to come around to what Tennessee was hoping it would be this season.
By the way, Wake put up 22 on Alabama yesterday, 22-5. LSU wins 8-3 in the final game yesterday, but they win 14-0 the first game. So my called shot of LSU outscoring Kentucky 23-6 is close. I believe it was the final tally ends up being 22-3.
So actually, pretty close, it was even worse than you said.
It was.
Yeah, and my called shot about, you know, Kentucky sweeping LSU was just so close too.
Yeah, you almost nailed it.
You're
only just, 2 games off.
Just a little backwards there, but very close.
It was.
Still a good run for the Cats.
It was. Joe, game five tonight in the NBA Finals, Denver and Miami. Denver with a chance at home to win their first title against my beloved Miami Heat. It has not gone well from the Heat the last couple of games at home. Denver, I think, is clearly the better team. We talked about that a couple of games ago. And I think the Nuggets close it out tonight, and they finish the job, and it's over with tonight, game five. What say you?
I do, too. I hope not. I hope we get a surprise and that, you know, they can come back and that the poor Miami Heat mascot who got absolutely obliterated by that crazed cokehead, will be okay.
Conor McGregor?
I forget what his name is.
Now, he in person is very short. I saw him one time.
Oh, man. Yeah, apparently, but, apparently punched the Heat mascot in part of, as a part of a joke, and the guy ended up in the emergency room.
I'd like the Heat. I'd like the Heat mascot to be able to play another day, but no, I think it's over. I think it's over tonight. And I guess it's what you call it, a gentleman's sweep. Is that is that what we call this? Yeah, a five game sweep. It's like when the Pistons beat the Lakers in five in 04 with Kobe and Shaq and just absolutely obliterated them. There was one lucky game where Kobe hit like this deep three, but it was really like a total domination. That's basically what this would be, a five game sweep. Not as dominant, but the Nuggets are the best team. They are the best team. They are the deserving champion. And they just have so many answers. You know, they're role players. Like, everything works well together. It's a really great team with Jamal Murray also becoming a great player.
Joe, real quickly, we've got like 20 seconds left. I came across a TikTok video yesterday of John Mason announcing the starting lineup for the Detroit Pistons in the finals back in that series. It was awesome.
Oh man. Mason's the best. Oh,
it was unbelievable.
Fantastic. Yes.
That's going to do it for us today. We'll see what happens tonight in Game 3 with the Vols and Southern Miss. NBA Finals come up tonight as well. We'll be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Chase and Michelle up next. This is 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.